This is part 5 of the Soundpost Orientation System audio tutorial and is entitled Putting Up Your Base Station. What we'll cover is first of all checking to make sure that the place where we're going to put the base station is appropriate. Then we will look at how to prepare the surface, the flat surface in which the base station will be placed. Then we'll talk about actually putting the unit up, and finally we'll conclude with a brief discussion on placing up base stations for temporary use. So firstly, let's consider where we should put the base station. We should be looking for a flat, relatively modern surface, masonry, brick, steel, metal of any kind, wood, glass is just fine, but the surface must be nice and clean and nice and flat. Poles are possible, and if you are to place this up on a pole, you will need to ensure that not only do you use the VHB tape that is provided on the back of the unit to stick to the pole, but a cable tie put through the holes on the base plate to tightly secure the unit to the pole is also necessary. Before putting it up, it's a good idea to check to make sure that you have good line of sight between where you will want to pick up the signal from and the base station itself. It's good to probably do that with somebody just to make sure that there are no things like a sign in the way, which is quite common inside, whereby you may appear to have a good position, but there is an intervening sign that will block the signal from the point at which you want to enter the inside arena. So checking that out prior is very important. If you are placing the unit outside, it's also useful to check to make sure that the unit has some cover from weather. We warranty the product for sheltered outdoor use, though product has been placed in situations on poles without that cover, and the product is still working perfectly fine. However, we will not warrant the product under that situation, as there has been no opportunity for us to fully complete testing to ensure that the product is completely waterproof and able to withstand that sort of weathering. We are very sure that the product is fine in a sheltered outdoor situation, and that is why your warranty covers that setup. Okay, so now you have checked your positioning of the base station and everything's looking great. Now you must make sure that the surface on which the base station is going to be placed is well prepared. Clean is the key factor here, using a damp cloth to make sure that you wipe all residues away and then dry that particular area. The most important thing to check is dust. Dust is the killer when it comes to the tapes. The VHB tapes are extremely strong and will be more than capable of holding up the base station as long as the surface to which it has been attached is clean, dry and completely dust free. If you are not sure, it is impossible for you to take a small piece of the tape off the back, cutting off a very small square, placing it against the surface and pushing hard on it and then checking to make sure that you can't lift it off and it's very sticky to pull off. If it peels off relatively easily and on the back side is dust, that surface is not going to be appropriate for placing the unit up. Using over 100 of these so far, we have had no issues except in one particular situation, and we've provided exactly the same technique, and that was an extremely old building where the masonry on it was crumbly and there was no way that we could decently clean the surface without damage to the aged brickwork and masonry, and as such we decided not to place in that particular point, instead moving the base station to a more appropriate location. Right, we've checked that our base station is positioned well and we can see it from the place of entry or point where we want to pick up the signal. We've cleaned the surface, now it's time to put the unit up. Please ensure that you put it up between 5 degrees centigrade, which is just above 30 degrees Fahrenheit, and 30 degrees centigrade, or 87 degrees Fahrenheit. It's important that the unit is put up during those periods of temperature, because the tape will take some time to cure, and as such, a good temperature range is important for that. Once the unit is up, the tapes have extremely good holding properties well beyond those factors. But it's only during the installation that you must ensure that both the surface that you're placing to, the base plate and the ambient temperatures fit within that range. Given that, all we have to do now is simply remove the backing tape from the tape, which is the thin film over the top. A little tricky sometimes, you might have to use a bit of a fingernail. Peel off the two or three strips that are there. Take the unit, holding it by the base plate and pushing on the base plate, not on the base station itself, but on the back plate, the metal plate. Push hard against that unit, against the surface, and hold that there for 10 or 15 seconds. Pushing hard is important. It helps to seat the tape within any of the nooks and crannies and grooves that might be on the surface, and gives you a really good solid grip. Once you've done that, you might want to try sliding the unit from side to side. If there's no movement, you know that you've got a good solid grip there. And within 24 hours, that tape will cure completely. And then to remove it, you'll actually require some form of lever to be able to lever it off. Trying to pull it off, you'll actually break the base station itself. So it's a good idea, if you do need to remove, to use some sort of a sharp knife or a screwdriver of some form to slowly lever yourself underneath so you've got decent purchase. But the best way is to use a knife and to scrape behind the base plate. The final step in the installation is then to make sure that the head is pointed in the right direction. If you're doing this up a ladder, it's a good idea to put the head pretty much where you think it needs to be, move your ladder out of the way, move to your point of entry and or the point at which you want to pick up the signal, and test the unit out at that stage to make sure that you can do it. If you're not too sure, what you can do is raise your hand controller above your head. If you're getting a signal, then it's pointing too high, or put your base state, your hand controller, sorry, close to the ground and try and point up towards the base station. If you're getting a signal there, then your head's pointing a little bit down. And you know, it might take a little bit of tweaking, and there's only very small movements required within the head to get a very accurate and central beam, which is what you'll want to do for very accurate navigation and orientation to the point. Right, once you've done this, you are completed and the unit is in place and should sit happily doing its job there until the battery change in 6 to 12 months' time. The final point I want to cover in this particular audio section is temporary placement. Temporary placement is useful if you travel and you are looking to use the base station to help you find your way back to your room or to that restaurant across the car park from where you're staying, or maybe in that temporary work situation that you're in. After ensuring that you're able to place the units up by talking to whoever may own the situation you're in, what you will need to use is 3M Command adhesives. You would remove the permanent tape from the back, because that tape will leave a mark once removed, and though it can be that mark can be cleaned up using IPA, it is much better to use large Command adhesive stickers that you can get from your local hardware shop, and you want to use the large ones of those that will hold up to 1 kilogram. They will stick solidly and well on painted, clean painted wood, metal and glass. On masonry, they are a little bit less likely to hold, and because of this nature, we do not warrant the product with the use of the Command adhesive because of the more complicated and less stringent requirements of the adhesive itself. The best ones to use are the bathroom ones, especially if you're going to be placing it in sheltered outdoor environments, and in no way you should place it in wet type situations, as in the Command adhesives are not designed specifically for that environment. Temporary placement is useful, and the Command adhesives you can rely on for up to a week, no problems, because we are of course using significantly more adhesive than you would need to hold up. The unit only weighs 220 grams with the batteries, and we would be using 1 kilogram labels to hold them up. Even so, you do so at owner's risk, and the reason for that, once again, is the complex nature of the Command adhesives and the temperature and the types of surfaces on which you're placing it. So if you are wanting to use it in this situation, we suggest you test this yourself in your own environments, in a situation where you can place underneath the base station some form of protective pillowing in case the unit does fall whilst you're going through your test system. The units will probably crack and break if they fall from 3 to 4 meters high onto solid concrete, so please be very careful, and you do so at your own risk. That concludes part 5 of the audio tutorial, and one more audio section remains where we cover support and keeping in touch.